We activated our emergency operations center, and we've been monitoring storm progress along with keeping in contact with the other agencies and municipal governments throughout Dutchess County. At this point, you know, we've seen sort of the slow progress of the storm north to northwest, with winds starting to pick up and some minor flooding at the moment. We expect that, as does everyone, to get increasingly worse as the day progresses. But at this point, we've you know, initiated our integrated response, and we're prepared for to the extent anybody can be prepared for the uncertain. We're prepared for the storm's progress, and we'll keep our other agencies and entities up to date, along with trying to ensure the public knows what steps they should be taking as the storm continues its path north.
What's the largest area of concern related to the storm as far as any damage that might be incurred?
Yeah, I think we expect to see the high winds predominantly, and that for us, you know, is the largest concern. Downed trees and power outages, and certainly then the effect on traffic and public and private property. We do know that this particular storm will bring with it flooding and surges in and around the Hudson River. So there are several low-lying communities in Dutchess along the Hudson. We're working with the local town governments and emergency responders to be prepared with any safety measures there. But I think principally the wind gusts and with that ultimately downed trees and power outages presents the biggest challenge and largest area of concern, because that'll be widespread and with it is a high degree of uncertainty.
Is there a point at which, or a benchmark at which, those riverfront communities would need to be evacuated?
Well, that's you know, that is something that we'll continue to monitor. We expect the water levels to rise higher than that which we saw during Hurricane Irene. I don't want to be or present any type of alarm, you know, for those residents. But we are working with the local authorities and officials there to determine what the appropriate steps are should flooding reach levels that it could. We would be significantly concerned about individuals and their public and private property. Property in along those communities. I would strongly encourage anyone who doesn't necessarily need to be in their home in those areas, and they generally know who they are because they've experienced it, if they can find their way to a family or friend residence sort of outside of those areas susceptible to high flooding, they may want to do that. We're also strongly encouraging drivers and residents not to drive unless it's essential that they do so. We've not ordered any prohibition on vehicular traffic throughout the county, but it's one of those 24 to 36 hour periods where if you don't need to drive and you can afford to stay safe and off the roads, you're probably best to do that.
Are you in contact with the local utilities, and what is their outlook as far as feet on the ground for the storm?
Both NYSEG and Central Hudson have been mobilized, and we've been working directly with them. We will be coordinating a conference call with them and local authorities at 2 p.m. today. So, you know, we're as organized as you can be, but again, the you know, the high degree of uncertainty is really what always you know, what makes this you know, something you can plan for but not be totally planned for. So our outlook is to expect the high winds with it down trees, with it power outages, and to react appropriately. But the integrated response that this county has put into effect is you know, it's comprehensive as it is impressive, and frankly I think we're as prepared as we can be.